This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
743, 17 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, beautiful morning, 63 degrees. Maybe I need to talk louder if you're driving around with the windows open. I just realized that. 63 right now, going up to only 71 today, but tomorrow it's going to be even chillier. Highs of 64 after a start in the 40s. Same for Friday, highs then only 63, 66 Saturday. And again, that high is going to happen around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's going to feel nice. 76 for a high on Sunday, warming through next Wednesday. And I don't think they know about Thanksgiving yet for sure. Joe Cardosi had a story at WWL.com about Portuguese mans of war, jellyfish, whatever. I don't know. Dead ones can hurt you, and we're always, you know, we don't do a lot of ranting here. Noel starts every day at 10 with a rant. We don't rant. We're more of a kind of like we try to like talk and get you ready for the day with some light conversation and some interesting things. And with that in mind, Aaron Cox joins us, an assistant professor of biology at my alma mater, UNO, to talk about these Portuguese men of wars. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. Yep, I'm ready to talk about the Portuguese man of war.
Do we need to get somebody from the English department to clear up what the plural is?
No, Portuguese man of wars? I don't know. Yeah, I think we do.
Men of, and why does they have to be a man? Because they got to have female, right?
They do. They all have male and female Portuguese men of war.
Before we do that, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I think they call them that because they look like a boat that used to be called that, Portuguese man of war ship.
Okay, well, before we get to that, let me take a step back. CBS News was talking about the doomsday fish that washed up on the coast of California. I think they originally got their name because a Japanese tradition was that it meant a tsunami was coming, but there's no correlation there, is there? Or an earthquake?
For the doomsday fish?
The doomsday fish, yeah.
No, not that I'm aware of, but that is not my field of expertise, but not that I'm aware
but
of.
But at some point, I would presume you are aware of or you've come across a doomsday fish or know what they are?
No, I have not. I really focus on marine plants and marine invertebrates, so I don't
well,
know.
I didn't mean to catch you flat-footed. I just heard it in the news
no,
and I thought
okay.
You were coming on. So let's talk about this ugly fish, and it is ugly, the doomsday fish.
We do have some fish experts that are at UNO. I'm sure they would love to talk to you about that.
Professor, this fish is so ugly, you put a picture of it next to me, and I look handsome. That's how bad-looking this fish is. Let's talk about the Portuguese men of war. How would we see this if we were in the water? Not that a lot of people are going to go in the water now that it's a little bit cooler, but how would you know if you're next to one of these things? Does it lay flat, or does it sit vertically? Does it look like an inflated balloon?
It looks like the top of it looks like an inflated balloon. It's a gas-filled float, the top of it, and then the underwater, like, you have long tentacles that hang down about 30 feet or more into the water, depending on the size of the Portuguese man of war. Unfortunately, when you're swimming, they are really difficult to see underwater because they do match the blue coloration, they kind of match the surroundings and camouflage. And
so years ago, I was in the water at Destin, and I thought I saw what appeared to be like a paper bag, you know, like a grocery bag floating in the water. And I almost grabbed it, but then I subsequently realized that it was like this big old flat-looking jellyfish, I guess. That's different than a man-o-war?
Yes. So, you know, when we go to the beach, we see these things in the water that, you know, they look like a jellyfish, like a plastic bag. We call them jellyfish, but a true jellyfish is, like the man-o-war is different than a true jellyfish. It's actually a colony of individuals that are genetically identical that work together. And so that is why it's not a true jellyfish where you have one individual that you're seeing in the water column. but they're all related. They all have these stinging cells, and they're related to corals and to anemones and other jellyfish because they have those stinging cells.
Why in Mississippi and now? Why?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they always there?
What's been happening is because the Portuguese man of war has a float on top of, and sits out of the water, it gets carried by currents and winds. And so when you have onshore winds, like after a lot of storms, they can get blown inshore. So normally the Portuguese man of war is offshore floating around. And then when there's onshore winds and storms, that sail gets caught in the wind and gets carried onshore and onto our beaches, and that's when we have these big, they call them armadas, of Portuguese man-of-wars being pushed ashore.
How dangerous can these things be?
They are dangerous. They have all of those stinging cells that are going to, you know, when you touch them, they're going to fire and cause you, like, sting you and cause some pain. They can leave welts and rashes. When they're washed up on shore and dead and sitting there, they can still sting for a few weeks after they have washed up shore. It depends on how sensitive you are to the stings, how badly you're going to feel once you get stung. Most of the time, you're just going to need to be uncomfortable. And then for a few people that are really highly sensitive to the venom, you might need to seek medical attention.
Let me take a break.
Only for a few.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll talk about everything else going on in the Gulf and off of the offshore. We're talking to Aaron Cox, assistant professor of biology at UNO. Joe Cardosi had a story back about a week ago, about Portuguese men of war that are washing up along the Gulf Coast beaches. Have you seen one? I'd like to hear from you at 504-260-1870, 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Aaron Cox, assistant professor of biology at my alma mater, UNO. We saw the story that Joe Cardosi did last week about Portuguese men of war washing up on Gulf Coast beaches, and they can be dangerous, the professor said, up until what, a couple of days after?
Yeah, I think it's up to a couple of weeks after some of them can still fire their stinging cells and inflict venom. So you'd want to avoid picking them up or touching them if you see them at the beach.
Somebody texted in, I think it's a good question. What is it about the tentacles or what is it about jellyfish that interacts with human beings and why is it so painful? What is actually going on there biologically?
So the Portuguese man of war, it feeds on fish and it feeds on, you know, other things it can capture in the water with its tentacles. And those tentacles, they are going to wrap around and grab the organism or the animal, but they need to immobilize it and bring it towards their feeding tentacles. So they have defense tentacles that will go out and grab the food, and that's when the cells that are like their capsules with coiled tubes in them with a barbel like stylet spear, and whenever they're activated, that tube comes out with the spear and it will inject the fish, right? And when it does that, it injects it with a venom, so immobilize it so it can more easily bring it in to its feeding tentacles and eat. And so because that toxin immobilizes other, you know, organisms that have, or animals that have backbones, it's going to inflict and hurt us as well if we come in counter with it.
So
the way the jellyfish protects itself and gets its food.
And what do you do if you're stung? What's the best thing to do, or if you encounter one of these things?
Oh, so this has been kind of a controversial topic for a while, and how to treat this particular Portuguese man of war. I'm not a medical doctor, but the scientific evidence suggests that you should treat it by first pouring vinegar, not even diluted vinegar, just strong vinegar onto the sting. And that's supposed to kind of get rid of and remove whatever is left of the tentacles, and also to make sure that those tentacles don't fire, and those nematocysts, those stinging cells, that they don't fire and that they don't cause you pain, any more pain. It kind of gets rid of those venom. And then once you've treated it with vinegar, you're supposed to put your sting into hot water for at least 20 to 45 minutes to help you, you know, cope with that pain. And then if you can take an ibuprofen, and if it's really bad, you might need to seek medical attention.
Thank you, Professor. Best thing, of course, to avoid it if you can. We'll talk to Ronald Surpass when we come back. A whole lot on the table.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.